The tonneau is here! Grandpapa's gone to the station to fetch it!
Lucy would tell Eleanor breathlessly. The two sisters would dance with excitement as the lid of the barrel was pried off and out would spill gowns made of silks and satins in the shimmering colors of butterfly wings. They conjured up a romantic world far from the rutted roads and endless winters of Guelph. The barrel sometimes contained bolts of cloth, and Lucy would use the scraps to make clothes for her dolls. Later, she began sewing clothes for her mother and sister. Lucy's mother was an attractive young widow, and many suitors came calling at Summer Hill. But she wished to remain faithful to the memory of her late husband. One of the most persistent in his proposals of marriage was David Kennedy, an elderly Scotsman with a gray beard who owned a nearby farm. Lucy's mother at first refused him, but after he promised to take her and the girls to live in Great Britain, she eventually consented to marry him. She had made a promise to her husband before he died that she would raise the girls in England. "Mother looked very sad, I remember, on her wedding day," Lucy later wrote, "but I was jubilant at the thought of the voyage."